What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show. Thanks for joining us. This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim, and I am live at Transform in Las Vegas at the Wynn Resort. And joining me today, I have Katya, who is the Chief People Officer of 1Password, joining us, and we're going to bust some myths. Katya, thanks for hanging out with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for hanging out. I think one of the things that we should probably chat about before we start busting myths is get a little bit more detail about your story, the work that you're doing at 1Password. Tell us what's interesting. What do you have going on in your world?
Lots going on, Dr. Jim. I'm the Chief People Officer of 1Password. We are an identity security company, 18 years in the making. We take care of consumers and businesses, and we protect their identities. And I was hired about 2.5 years ago to scale the company. We're now around 1,200 people in 5 countries. I take care of anything that I would deem people-related. We care deeply about our employees. We call them bits. And we have a lot going on in our business. It is a hyper-growth, high-scale environment.
When you talk about your scaling effort, what was the thing that you didn't expect that you encountered when you joined 1Password?
We were about 500 people. Today, we're at 1,200. The market has significantly shifted. I did not expect, we came in and I was in a very tight environment from a talent perspective. That was in 2022. And it was really tough to find really technical talent on the market. And then all of a sudden, things started to shift in the economy. And today we are privileged to be in a really great place. We have benefited opportunistically from tech companies who haven't been as lucky as us. And we've got really great opportunity to bring on a lot of talent. We've got a lot of roles open. We're building from single product to multi-product, and we're in a very growing business. In short, it's like you don't expect all those churns in the market, and you have to adjust and pivot constantly.
Good stuff. So you ready to bust some myths?
I am.
We are talking to senior and executive people leaders like you, and there's a lot of leadership and HR myths that are out there. What's the one that really annoys you and you wish would die?
So on my way over to Transform, very timely, sitting on the plane and someone behind me says, HR is going to get after me. And this is so irritating. We are not a policing function. We are there to take care of anything people related, cultural related. And we have to deal with a lot of things on the go. It's not an easy environment, especially post-COVID. But the myth around HR just puts blockages at every stop and so forth. It's just something that is a big irritant for me. And I believe it's a big myth. And I think that the role in human resources for the professional these days is super critical to getting the business scaled, making it profitable, making it healthy, and so forth.
It's not the first time I've heard that. I've often heard HR being described as being called into the principal's office. What are the things that they need to be doing to dispel that myth?
I think first and foremost, you need to understand the business you're operating in. You need to understand the dynamics of what's going on in the market, how it affects your product or your service that you're offering. And then culturally, what do you want to do to help build the culture and make sure that it's going to resonate with ensuring that the business is profitable and performing? So I think that an HR professional these days is tasked with everything, even including understanding the numbers. No, they're not the CFO, but they have to have a very good understanding of all the different dynamics, financial, product, tech, and so forth. And I think that it's very important. We're no longer operating in just, we're just going to do programs and policies. Every day we are faced with new issues and so forth. And that's what keeps the profession interesting.
There's something that you mentioned that's interesting that I'd like you to expand on. You talked about all the different things that's on HR's plate. I haven't worked in HR. I've been on the revenue side of most of the organizations that I've worked on. But one of the things that often bothers me about what functional leaders say is that whenever you're talking about people, culture, learning, development, the reflexive response is, that's an HR thing. What are the things that you can do to shift that responsibility so it's more of a shared responsibility versus a quote unquote HR thing?
I'm completely in agreement that it is shared responsibility. I think that we are enablers. We are subject matter experts. The other thing, I guess, coming back to your first question that I always have trouble with is people just think they all know HR, and HR is a profession you learn over time and it's constantly changing. So our job to make sure that it's a shared responsibility is clearly define what are we going to do versus what is leadership going to do and how are we going to shift those expectations. So role clarity is essential.
I know we're just scratching the surface here. If people want to continue the conversation, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Easiest way is LinkedIn.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Katya, and busting some myths. Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time, where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.